I always link together Memorial Day and peonies. This year, the peony bloom is later, but just as spectacular. Herbaceous peonies that die to the ground every fall are one of the easiest long-lived perennials to grow. Peonies are grown from root divisions or tubers. Fall is the best time to divide the plants. Dig around the plant and down at least a foot. Lift the plant and wash the soil off the roots. Cut the root into sections with three or more eyes or growing points. Replant the root divisions so the eyes are an inch below the soil. Planting too deeply causes small, weak flowers or no flowers at all. Peonies prefer full sun to part shade. They'll grow in almost any soil. Because they're long-lived, prepare the soil deeply with compost. Depending on variety, peonies will grow from a foot to 3 feet wide and tall. Once established, peonies are cold and drought-tolerant. They do well at elevations above 8,500 feet. The higher the elevation, the later peonies bloom. As soon as peonies start to grow in the spring, they need support. Horizontal wire cages that can move up and down as the plant grows are best. Support is especially important for double flowering varieties. The blooms are so heavy, they fall to the ground without support. Peony flowers bloom in hues of white, pink, red, and speckles of these colors. There's even a yellow-flowered variety. New hybrids are available every year. Use a peony with cut leaves to border a bed. Use larger varieties as an accent or focal point. Japanese or anemone peonies have large, showy, single flowers. The Japanese types come in a spectrum of beautiful pastel colors. They're as hardy and durable as the other peonies. Fernleaf peonies add delicate texture to a cutting garden. Peonies are fragrant. They're a must to have in the cut flower garden. Peonies can be a border or an accent throughout the garden. They're easy to grow and pretty much carefree. Peonies have eye-catching blooms in May and early June. For KUNC, I'm Tom Throgmorton.